Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listener dear, where are we? Look around, but you can't see, but you can hear, they must be near. Yes, we are! We're in your ear canal.
Hey! So, it's a brand new theme tune this week. Which
it's
Tom,
a brand new day.
Tom, you've been working on that for a couple of months.
Thank you. We're out of steam.
No, please. Please, thank you. Thank you, yes.
So yeah. I'm not entirely sure what a compliment is.
I'll take it.
Oh, that looked hard.
Thank you.
Well, this is a house meeting, and in a house meeting, we sit around, we chew the fat, we spew forth, which we've just done today.
Yeah.
It's your ear canal.
So if you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to leave us a review. I think we ask in the body of the podcast for reviews.
Yes, we do.
So we'll leave that there. You can listen to that in the body of the podcast. Also, we are live, as always. We've got to tell you about our live gigs.
We're actually live!
We're actually live! We have got a live show coming up on the 20th of November, which is going to be at the Phoenix, and we have two very brilliant guests. We've got Jeff Lloyd, and we've got Sarah Barron, who are a real-life married couple, which I think is a flat slam first.
Well, it's me and Clarkie.
That's true. You are, of course, a real-life married couple. So it's two married couples. It's going to be like All-Star Mr. and Mrs.
And if that's piqued your interest, then kill yourself.
Please don't, guys. Please keep listening. You can also find us.
That's the only reason. Just so you can keep listening.
We really need those figures.
We don't care about your well-being, you guys.
Stay
we just
alive.
Want you to listen.
Stay alive so you can support us on Patreon.
Stay alive so you can so we get the advertising revenue.
It's not much, but we'll take it.
So, yeah, support us on Patreon. Pappy's Flat Share, if you search for that on Patreon, patreon.com. Also, follow us on Twitter at Pappy's Tweet and find us on Facebook, Pappy's Flat Share.
Or if you Google Pappy's Podcast, that'll find us.
If you Google Pappy's Podcast.
Yeah. Pappy's Flat-based, like any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All of that, yeah.
Or if you Google it around.
Or an Ecosia search as well. If you're interested in...
Of course. Every time you plant a tree, it finds you.
And it kills you.
Yeah, don't trust that. Don't trust it myself.
So before we get the episode started, I wanted to read this out. Now, we've had an email in from our dear friend in Poland, Yarosław.
Yarosław is a live and breathe.
Yarosław has got back in touch because in the...
Oh, I love you.
He's a great guy. And in the Annie McGrath episode of Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, I think you asked, what's the dirtiest country?
I mean, it sounds out of context, it sounds horrific.
In context,
it didn't sound great. Didn't sound great. But at the same time, you asked it, it's out there. Yes. There's no going back.
And Yarosław's chimed in with an answer, has he?
He's chimed in with an email that says, Poland and cleanliness... Hello, I have two answers in relation to your question about the tidiness of Poles.
Oh, I can die happy.
The tidiness of Poles. The humorous one, notice the inverted commas, he says, is that we have to be tidy with Polish as our nationality adjective.
Oh, lovely stuff, Yarosław.
Gorgeous work from Yarosław there.
Really good, really strong.
The serious one is that I've seen pretty much all kinds of people when it comes to cleanliness. Kind of as we expected. Mm-hmm. But I have to say that I've met many more neat freaks who simply enjoy the act of cleaning / tidying than absolute slobs. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Yarosław.
There we go. Definitive from Yarosław. The Poles are filthy. I wasn't listening.
Oh, it's a real shame.
Well, I'm sorry because I'm afraid the Poles have closed.
Anyway, enjoy the house meeting. It'll take some beating. We'll see you around the back. Oh no, it started sleeting. I don't know why I started doing that.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting.
What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Do you have a lucky number?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yes. It's my house number from my... from the first place I lived in. But the thing is, I didn't know it's going to be my lucky number. But it's, you know, when you've just got a number in your head that you see a lot, and then you're like, oh, that's my lucky number.
Were you particularly lucky when you lived at that place?
No, but I had a very...
If anything, it was one of the worst periods of my life, and I'd sooner not talk about it.
So,
it's when I lived with Fred and Rose West.
Was it your mom and dad's?
Correct.
House?
Yeah.
So that's your lucky number?
Yeah.
Have you got a lucky number, Crosby?
I do, and it's actually... Well, can we hear what Clarkie's is first? Because we haven't even heard it.
Well, no, but then if the listener hears the number, they can gradually, they'll piece together.
Where you're, do your mum and dad still live in the...
They still do.
Well, no, hang on. No, let's not tell them your lucky number then, but let's tell them your mum and dad's address.
Okay,
it's 31...
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay, so if you, from that, you can deduce the lucky number.
What the lucky number is, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to give it all away. Good
that's
call.
It, yeah. That's smart. That's
sure, yeah, fair enough. Smart.
Thanks.
Mine's my PIN number.
Is it?
So it's 3-4.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course. You have three questions.
Oh.
Answer me three.
Oh, I
shall tell the truth.
Wait, hang on a second. I have to answer them.
Oh, no. I will answer you three.
And you will tell the truth once?
Twice. Three times. A lady. Yes.
Okay. So I can ask you three questions.
You can ask me three questions.
Oh, this is good.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Because the first question was going to be, are 3 and 4 actually contained within your PIN number?
Oh, no.
I know Tom's PIN number.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's his PIN number?
Well, I can't tell you
that. No, you can't say. We'll bleep it
but
out.
But I can tell you his full address and then the PIN number.
Sure, exactly. Have you ever been fished?
No.
I got fished recently.
What?
Yeah.
Did you?
I got fished recently.
Hold on.
PH.
Explain.
PH'd, yeah.
Explain it. Is that when they got your PIN number?
They well,
that's what they're fishing for.
Let me back up the truck a little bit.
Okay.
And firstly say my lucky number 17 because when I was a little kid I thought the age 17 seemed like a cool age to be.
That's a really adorable way to have a lucky number.
And actually that's very much what the magazine Just 17 is predicated on. 17-year-olds weren't buying Just 17 magazine. It was people who aspired to be.
17.
There was something about
so what an aspiration.
But no, I think there is an aspiration. When you're like 9 or 10, yeah. You think when I'm 17, I think it's the perfect age for being no longer a kid, but also you've still got a lot of the protections of a kid.
Yeah.
It's not like you're like, oh, when I'm 18, I have to move out of the house and, you know, get a job. 17 suggests, right. You know, 17
Did you
suggests
have to do that, by the way. That's quite.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, was down the mines at 17.
But you know what? I was living with Fred Rose West, so it was fine.
What a flat share that was.
Yeah, what a slam down. Straight under the patio.
Slabs down.
Slabs down. But yeah, so I think...
You're absolutely right about 17, though. There's like a glow to 17 when you're a kid.
Yeah.
That you probably don't experience when you're 17.
I guess that's why there's...
You want to be 18 when you're 17.
Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. It all suggests that there's something cool about being 17.
17 steps to heaven.
Is that... What's
17
that?
Days of the week. Oh, I don't know. Lucky number, though. No, anyway.
But yeah, 17 was so my that lucky was your, number. And then that I got, was kind of... I ended up going to Camden Market when I was probably about 14. And I
so
got...
you changed that to your lucky number?
Yeah. Anytime I go to Camden Market. I've actually been working in Camden, so 39 is my now lucky number. But I went to Camden Market and I found a baseball top. You know that thing that's like, it's got white, but then it's got like red sleeves, but they're three-quarter length sleeves.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had, it must have been like from a British team. It was like, it had the New York logo on it, but it said like North York Baseball. And it had a 17 on it. And that became my favourite T-shirt. I just loved it so much. It was my favourite.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So do you play the lottery?
I've never played the lottery, no.
Never ever?
Never. I've played it once. I played it once.
You've never played the lottery?
At a wedding. I played it once when everyone got... given lottery numbers as a wedding favour.
Ooh.
But I've never played it apart from that.
Wowee.
Yeah.
You've never played the National Lottery?
Never once.
Not even when it first came out?
No.
That's like not watching Big Brother when it first came out?
My parents
I love Big Brother.
My parents were against it.
Ah, right. Gambling.
Yeah. They were like, no.
And then... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess that does mean they're against each other. And if they were for it, they'd have been like, yes.
And if they were on the fence, they'd be like, yeah, maybe. Sure. But
people have few words, your parents.
They were. Absolutely.
There's not a lot of chat, 31. Yes.
Not a lot of chat, 31. Hell of a house, though.
Oh, it's a lovely house.
I've stayed there a few times. Lovely house.
But, very peaceful.
Very peaceful. Very peaceful. Except when I got my lottery cards out. They went fucking furious. They went through the bloody roof. I was fished. That's what I was going to say. I was fished.
Okay.
So, what's
in Camden Market?
Not in Camden Market. Okay. More recent than that. Do you have a lucky number?
Yeah, I have a lucky number. Which again, like they're often really childish, simple reasons why.
Yes.
So, I ran a fun run when I was at primary school, which in my head was like huge. But now looking back, it was just round the playing fields once.
So what?
Round the playing fields.
What would that be? About 400 metres, something like that?
Yeah. And
it does seem huge when you're doing it, doesn't it?
And I ran with a number, and they gave me the number 6. And I used to play football for the team, and they gave me the number 2 jersey. So my lucky number's 26. I just put those two. So I must have had a week where I was like, I need to come up with a lucky number.
Yeah.
Because those things were, I wasn't like sitting on both of those numbers and going like, kaboom, finally they go together. It was like, need a lucky number.
Did 26 prove to be lucky? Do you always put it in your lottery numbers?
It's always in my lottery numbers.
Yeah.
But obviously I've never won the lottery. But whenever there's a big win in the lottery, like this week it's like a 170 million win for someone in Britain.
Yeah.
Which means they're richer than Tom Jones.
Whoa.
Is that how they do it?
Well,
is that how they do it?
Yeah.
They go, how rich is Tom Jones?
That's
the lottery.
Is that how they sort of sell it? They go like, oh, if you got this money, you'd be richer than Tom Jones.
You get the phone call and they say, you've won the lottery. And then they give you the name of the celebrity that you're richer than. Which, you know, it's like, you've won the lottery. Yay! Dean Gaffney.
Oh.
Hang up. You're in debt. Yeah, I'm sure Gaffney's comfortable.
Gaffney's definitely. Gaffney's. I reckon he's doing pretty well.
If I told you Gaffney ploughed his fortune at the time. Oh, we all know Gaffney ploughed his furrow. If I told you he ploughed his fortune at the time into real estate and was now the biggest landlord in Burnley.
He owns Warford.
Yeah, you'd believe
it. He owns all of Warford.
You'd be like, oh, that's a Gaffney house.
Yeah. Gaffney
Gaff. That's a Gaffney Gaff.
We all live in a Dean Gaffney Gaff.
A Dean Gaffney Gaff. A Dean Gaffney Gaff. And number one is Dean Gaffney.
Number two. Dean Gaffney's mum. He looks after his own.
He's
Gaffney.
Looked after his family. He still charges them rent, though.
Still charges them rent.
Anyway, yeah, that's the phone call. But no, this guy's gone straight in. The all person above Tom Jones.
In above Tom Jones?
Yeah.
170 million.
170 mil. Bang.
That's
above Jamie Cullum. No doubt.
I mean, I'd hope so. I'd hope.
Hey, Cullum's up there.
I wouldn't imagine he's up there, is he?
No, he's not up there. He's not up there like Tom Jones. Tom Jones has been an icon. He's been an icon for years. And also, you know, Jamie Cullum hasn't hosted or hasn't been one of the judges on a big TV reality show. You get a pretty penny for that.
Yeah. He occasionally does a show on Radio 2, I think.
Bang.
He does, yeah.
Right up there.
You get some money for Radio 2, but Tom Jones is being constantly played on Radio 2.
You get money for Radio 2? What the heck are we doing here, guys?
We should be on Radio 2.
That's part of the reason why it's my lucky number. We should be on Radio 2, Radio 6.
Ooh. You know what?
A sweet spot for me.
I'd happily take a job on either of those channels.
Do you know who else would? Dermot O'Leary. He could function on either of those channels and everyone would love him.
He's got a show on Radio 2, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's halfway there.
Exactly. If he was just a
hard work.
Because he gets musicians on, he interviews them, he seems to take a keen interest in it.
Okay. Chuck two radio stations at Crosby and he's going to immediately tell you a host who can handle both of those radio stations.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so I'll give one radio station, you give the other one.
Oh, God. Okay. Why am I nervous?
Okay, don't worry, you've got this.
I'm not. You've got this. Yeah, okay, sure.
Coming from me, Classic FM. Coming from Clarkie.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, who could straddle those two behemoths of broadcasting?
I am going to say...
It's not the greatest game.
It's not the greatest game we've ever...
But nevertheless...
It's better than plugs, I'll tell you that much.
I reckon someone like Xander Armstrong.
That's a very strong call.
Because he's got that sort of highbrow thing. He obviously sings...
Do you know what? You absolutely nailed that, actually.
That's great.
Yeah?
That totally works.
Yeah, I think he could host a fun show where he interviews, you know, comics, and he has his mates on and stuff like that. That would be fun. And obviously, you could hear him.
Oh yeah,
he's definitely got the mellifluous tones.
It's good. It's very good.
Okay, I'm happy.
Clarky, do you want to play?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Well, anyway, thus ends the lucky numbers chat. Let's find out about Crosby getting fished.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You'll put a jingle in there, won't you? Yeah, great.
The end of the lucky numbers chat, and now let's find out how Crosby got fished. Ooh, ooh.
I mean, we've actually got jingles, but
pretty
good.
Oh, yeah, no, actually, yeah, sorry.
That's pretty good.
Perfect.
You're listening to Dermot O'Leary on Radio 2 and 6 simultaneously.
Simultaneous broadcast, that's trickier.
I can. I was just trying to get into one jingle.
Let's do
it. Sorry.
It's all right. Please don't apologise. Now,
you mustn't apologise.
You simply mustn't.
I feel like I should apologise for Radio Game.
No, do you know what? Do you know what, actually?
It was pretty good in the end.
In the end.
If we were on a car journey, I mean, that's what this podcast is really, isn't it?
It's a car journey, but we're not going anywhere, either physically or career-wise.
You're listening to Stationary Pappies.
StatPap. You're listening to StatPap. So I got fished.
Okay.
Right.
Tell me all about it.
So here's the thing. When you get those emails, those phishing emails, now they're clearly not from. Go on, Clarky.
Clarky's delighted Clarky. Here.
Please.
Mate, I got the same email this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
I realised that you told me about this, but I didn't realise.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, normally I'm very good. Like, I've had.
Is it from me? Am I fishing you?
It could be. I mean, you're the one who hasn't got it.
You know what? We're getting Pappy's ones. Have you seen those?
No.
People are sending Pappy's emails.
Yeah.
And you said our career was stationary.
Is it because I put our email on Twitter?
I don't know what it was, but I'll tell you about that one in a bit. Tell us about yours.
Okay. All right. So here's what happened.
Okay.
There were two bills that needed to be paid, and Charlie, my wife, was coming home.
My wife.
She was. What's the matter, Perry? You don't like a Barrett impression?
Come on, mate.
Okay.
Everyone loves that.
Okay. So Charlie was coming home, and when she came home, she said, we were going to high five.
High five.
And she also said, yikes.
Good stuff.
So, God, I love Borat.
Yeah.
When I first saw Borat in the cinema, I couldn't believe it.
It's the Joker of our generation.
It is the Joker.
The Guardian stuck it right high up on its list of films.
What,
the Guardian have gone fucking nuts about lists.
Yeah, they love a really contentious list, don't they?
They've started listing like all sorts. The other day they listed Angelina Jolie films.
What?
Who's after that list?
Was that a top 50 as well?
It's like, calm down.
How many did they get in it?
Every Angelina Jolie film.
Rated. Well, I tell you.
Who's doing this at The Guardian?
Do you know? I'll tell you why. It's because it's pure clickbait, isn't it?
Yes.
Because people will type in Angelina Jolie films, and that, because it's The Guardian, will be the top thing. And so people will click on it. It's clickbait. Every Angelina Jolie film. No one actually needs the films rated. You're not thinking, oh, I'd like to watch an Angelina Jolie. It's hard to say.
It is, yeah.
Angelina Jolie's film.
Jolie.
I'm so in love with you. But it's clickbait is what it is. But this is the same.
It's the same principle of
phishing.
You're on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you couldn't say no.
So
they said rate every.
They said rate.
Jennifer Aniston movie.
And I said, I'm happy to do it. I watched Murder Mystery recently. Loved it. Straight in at number one with a bullet.
Number one?
No, maybe The Good Girl's number one. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
With Jake Gyllenhaal? Doesn't matter. Listen, no, we're getting distracted. But if you would like to get in touch with us, at Pappy's tweet on the Twitter. Tell us what's your favourite Angelina Jolie movie and your favourite Jennifer Aniston movie, and if they've ever been in a movie together. So, have they? Emma, check it out. So,
yes, go so, on. You get this email.
And
it's clickbaity.
Charlie got an email that was a phishing email, and we didn't realise at the time. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Oh, it looks like our council tax needs to be paid, and our TV licence needs to be paid." Right now, the council tax was a real one, so she forwarded them both to me. Mm-hmm. I paid the council tax; that was fine. Boomf, out the way. Mm-hmm. Then I went into this one, and actually, there were so many red flags. But it was late at night. I was basically doing a favour.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a favour because it's the shared household, but Charlie wasn't able to pay it that night.
Right.
And the email said, your TV licence expires tonight. Now, that should have been a red flag, because that's not how they send you a message. And no. So it expires tonight. But Charlie said, we've got to get it done. So I was like, I'll get it done. And then it became a sort of weird, because they asked for a lot of information to try and log us into the TV page. But then it became, because it wasn't me filling in my own information, it became like a kind of... a test of how much I knew about Charlie.
Which you're happy to take. Exactly. Like, here we go, yeah. Bring it on.
I can do mother's maiden name. Ba-da-ba-da-boop. In we go. So I started, so bad. And basically, it took you through three pages of asking for lots and lots of information that is kind of quite crucial for...
like, everything.
And I actually did it on the joint account rather than her account. So I compromised the joint account. But I gave all of her details. I gave her phone number. I gave her mother's maiden name. I gave the long number at the front and the small number on the back. Oof. I gave the lots to them. And it was only when I realised that it was getting me no further towards a page where I was actually supposed to type in an amount to pay that I was like, oh, no. And then I went back to the email and I just looked. You know when you look at it a second time and you go, this is so clear. Like, you know, there weren't all of the...
It's like UV license.
Exactly, yeah. And all of the fonts were actually just like little JPEG. It wasn't like the text was all like a big JPEG. Yeah. It was just the link that was active. Oh, and I felt sick. And then I immediately was like...
Sick.
Oh, okay. I immediately puked all over my penis. No, I was immediately...
You got naked to do it.
Why was that out? Well, I was in front of the computer.
He was talking a lot about his wife. He loves his wife.
But yeah, I felt so guilty, and Charlie was amazing, and then had to go and put blockers on the account, and like, you know, extra, you've got to pay a bit of extra to have extra security, so they check any weird activity. But it was the thing is, right? Here's the thing.
Oh yeah,
I'm a sort of reasonably well together mentally person of 39 years old.
Lucky number.
My lucky number, exactly. But I don't know what's gonna happen in the future. Because technology is going to get more advanced,
yes.
And I'm going to get. I'm over the hill now, aren't I? I'm on the slope down.
You're on the precipice, mate.
But still, the precipice is still
at the summit.
I'm at the summit. I'll take at the summit. Thank you very much. I'll take precipice. I'll take summit.
A lot of people die on the summit. Remember that?
Oh God, yeah.
A lot of people can't get down.
There's a lack of oxygen up there.
They've spent so much time getting up there, they're done in.
Constant nosebleeds.
What a way to go.
Oh God, I'm going to die on this summit.
Yes.
What a hill to die on.
Hallucinating. Ordering a fake TV license, shitting yourself.
Oh, God.
Naked. Being sick on your own penis.
Erect. Smiling. What sounds, a way to go.
Sounds all right, actually. All right.
We're having a great time.
It's a great Sunday. Though, but here's the thing. Like, it's only going to get more sophisticated, the phishing technology. I'm only going to get older and dopier.
Yeah.
Where does this leave us?
I know.
Have you been phished?
No.
Have you ever had the email where they...
Probably. I just probably don't know.
Don't even realise. Have you ever had the email where they say, we've got video of you...
this is what I've been getting from the Pappy's account.
From the Pappy's account?
Yeah.
Which one? Beef Brothers podcast?
At Pappy's tweet or whatever it is. No, I don't know if it's like Pappy's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
It's the Pappy's one. Sure. It's the Pappy's
team one. At Pappy's comedy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And it's send from... And it says it's from team at Pappy's comedy.co.uk. And they're like, we've got into your account... We've got a video of you jerking it, aka being sick onto your penis. Sure. Whatever they got. A video
they've got some sort of footage that you would like. You will only put out if the money's right.
And they're like, so you need to give us $750 worth of Bitcoin.
$750.
Yeah.
Clarky, mine was like 10 grand.
Oh wow!
How are they giving you?
Well,
they get you for $750.
Yeah, but it's Bitcoin, so it's worth like.
No, it's worth $750.
Oh what?
Yeah, Bitcoin. It's like a ton of feathers or a ton of lead. $750 is still
ton of lead, please.
I'll take it.
Well, it's heavier, isn't it?
But here's the thing. No, Bitcoin is
big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, but it's also
a big deal, mate. $750 worth of Bitcoin.
Yeah,
is,
but you wouldn't spend
at least 15 million.
Stop people showing you jerking it, but you'd probably spend 750.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more reasonable, isn't it?
I reckon, yeah, you get a lot more.
I'm always paying money for people to stop putting videos out of me jerking it, but that's got nothing to do with being fish, does it?
Probably not, no.
I mean, I'm just unlucky with people filming me jerking it, but. Well, also, it's I've never been fish, but also yeah, I've set up a direct debit to them, actually. So I'm not going to stop jerking it.
No.
And they clearly aren't going to stop filming me, so, yeah.
Also, you've got a video on your email signature, don't you? Have you?
Yes. You just yeah, absolutely.
But that's, you know, that's actually been shot quite professionally, isn't it? You had a team together for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, that's it, exactly.
That was directed
You've got to
by
put yourself out there.
M. Night Shyamalan,
it was
wasn't
a real twist at the end. Well, a kink at the end. Say twist.
What is your kink?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Mine has to be Ray Davies.
That's a lovely, it's a lovely choice. It's a lovely choice. Just for the listener at home, the guy who still does Borat impressions was shaking his head at that joke.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
How much would you? I was trying to get into the blackmail thing.
No, go on, it's a good.
I was about to say, what would be the worst thing someone would blackmail you over? But like,
no, because the thing is, if you tell people that, then they don't need to blackmail you anymore because you've told the world.
Yes, that's true. So let's keep stum on
let's
the things.
Let's keep stum on the
let's
things.
Let's keep stum on the things that Listener Dear could blackmail us on. I'll tell you what would be fun. Listener Dear should go on iTunes and instead of a review, try and fish us. Like, give us your attempt at fishing. So obviously you can't do You've Jerked It or TV license.
Or you could email us directly.
Yeah, or email us directly with like an attempt to fish us.
Team at, so it's team@pappiescomedy.com.
Yeah.
Email us. With your best attempts at fishing.
Yeah, and
that's
we'll read some out.
Let's see if we can be fish.
Yeah.
If we read them out, that's good. But if we end up sending you 750 quid's worth of Bitcoin, that's even better.
AKA 2.5 million.
Or a video of me jerking it.
Sure.
Who fishes the fisherman?
What am I sending?
What was that? Your TV license.
Harry just mimed fish hooking himself.
Fishing's cruel, isn't it?
So, real fishing?
Yeah.
Or internet fishing?
Real fishing.
The problem with fish...
Well, these modern day fishermen, they just go out and just they tell the fish that they've got.
I've they got say, video of you jerking it, by the way.
Pop in this net.
I'm a Nigerian prince getting my boat. Hooray! That's the sound of a successful fisherman. Hooray!
Three fish.
The thing with fish is, because they live under the ocean, we don't really worry about them too much.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? But also, their eyes are the problem, isn't it? If they had eyes at the front of their, I reckon if they had eyes at the front of their head,
we wouldn't.
And they
them.
Lived a bit closer to us, then it'd be okay.
Oh, I don't know about.
But
is
they're
it,
a bit.
Is it the eyes?
Yeah.
The front of their head.
Yeah.
But crabs have eyes at the front.
Yeah,
of their
and
head,
we eat crabs as well. We have no problem eating crabs.
Hold on.
Oh, hang on. Oh, I see what you mean.
Basically,
animals. I thought I was going mad.
What's going on?
But eyes don't look. They don't have a face. Their eyes are above their head, right? Crabs.
Or not. No.
They're on stalks, aren't they? Their eyes are on little stalks.
They're on stalks above their head.
But is it? So is it eyes on the front of your face means?
So like we don't
have more empathy.
So we don't eat cats. Because they've got eyes on the front of the face, right?
Yeah.
We don't eat dogs.
Because a lot, but we eat a lot of things that do have eyes.
No, I'm trying to work out what we do eat that's got an eye on the front of its face.
Eyes in front of your
cows,
face.
Cows, pigs, sheep.
Wait, cows have eyes on the side of the head, don't they?
Oh, hold on.
Cows have eyes on the size of the head.
Because if you saw a cow sideways on, you'd see its eye, right?
Now I'm confused. Wait.
Pig weight.
Hold on.
Pig weight.
Hold on.
Guys, we're going to take a little pig weight. We're going to be back.
Pig weight.
That.
Whilst Clarky imagines a pig.
I'm going to draw a picture of a pig and see. So is that the thing? We don't eat things that have got eyes on the front of their heads?
No, but we're more likely to empathise with things that have eyes at the front of their face.
Well.
Things with a face, you can... Yeah, I mean, you don't see a fish and think, oh, it looks cute.
No.
And that's why, like, in Finding Nemo and that kind of stuff, they've got to work quite hard to make the fish look like, basically, they've got a human face on the front.
I thought it was more to do with, like, pupils.
Oh.
If they teach.
School of fish.
School of fish. And my wife.
Oh my God. He fished himself to bar out death. What happened to Tom and Ben? They fished themselves to bar out death. Happens to us all. Do you think anyone's ever Borat-ed to death?
What a way to go.
Mankini'd in half. Cleaved in half by a too-tight mankini.
We should tell the listener that we're all wearing mankinis.
Of course.
They don't know that, but that's what we're recording.
If you watched the webcam, which, by the way, is a cool 750 quid in Bitcoin, all you got to do, pay us that, we will show you the footage of us all sitting in mankinis. Mankinis, eh?
Oh, don't get me started.
How much would you have to be paid to have a camera on your person the whole year?
Like the headset cameras that film your face.
Yeah. So like you people could log in to, like, you know, they could Truman Clarkie show
cam.
You
Clarkie cam. I like the idea of that.
Oh man.
If you were paid a decent wage, would you be up for it?
It'd have to be a lot of money, I think.
Okay. How much?
Because bear in mind as well, it's just your face. In terms of what they can see, it's a locked off shot of just your face.
But also, it's having it on your person constantly as well is going to be annoying as heck.
I'm going to offer you
sleeping at night.
I'm going to offer you 60 grand a year. You going to turn that down
per year?
How many years do you have to do it for? Just as many as you like, as many as you wanted to keep it up.
You certainly have to do it for a year.
Oh yeah, you can't do it.
Locking into a 12-month contract, mate.
You can't do it for a few months. Go, I'll cash out.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, probably do it for 60.
You'd do it for 60, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Would you do it for
55? Harry,
you probably would.
Have you got the money on you right now?
Listen, I've had a few successful scams recently.
You fished the money out of Charlie's account, and now you're paying...
So that I could set up Clarkie Cam.
Set up Clarkie Cam.
I didn't know how else to set up Clarkie Cam, all right?
You should just... I would have offered the money. I want to be a shareholder of
Clarkie
Cam.
The Just Giving was going nowhere?
I think the crap... Yeah, the Just Giving. Like, I am currently about... I'm thinking of running the marathon to raise money for Clarkie Cam.
Yes, great. Please do. And we'll film you the whole time.
Here's the thing. I'm going to wear a cam.
We need to set up Crosby Cam in order to afford Clarkie Cam.
Yeah, Crosby Cam.
I can't give Tom Cam away. I've been filming myself for 3 years.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jerking it. People keep on trying to blackmail me.
Yours isn't on your face.
I'm blackmailing people to not send them the video of me jerking it. That's my phishing scam. I've got a video of myself jerking it. You're going to receive it unless you give me 750 Bitcoin into my Clarkie Cam Just Giving page. Let's get Clarkie filmed. Spun a really weird web of deceit for myself, actually.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, yeah.
It's all going to a great place.
That's true.
You know,
it's for a good cause.
If you do go on our Just Giving page, dig deep, guys, because we would like
to set up, please be honest.
If you are Just Giving, we would like to set up a camera on Clarkie's face
24/7
for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm.
And for that, we're going to need 55 grand a year.
Yeah. Well,
I've got a feeling he'll take it off.
I never said yes to 55.
I think he'll take it off.
Clarkie,
you'll do
it for 55.
You'll do it for 55. That's
you'll do it
great
for the double
wage.
Deuce.
Let's call it 58.
No, 55 is the line in the sand.
What?
55, mate.
55.
I tell you what.
That was such terrible.
57.
That was terrible bargaining by you. Oh, what?
Are you...
Never show weakness in the bartering.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Oh,
no.
What?
57.
52.
No, hold on. No.
You're not doing it for 52?
I'm out.
You're out for 52?
I'm out, full stop.
You've turned
dead in the water, mate. You can't do that.
This is a bad day for Clarkie Cam.
This is really
.com.
Can I just sorry, Clarkie
.org.
Just take a little pig weight.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a little meeting. Right.
Crosby, I went a bit too hard.
I think we ruined it.
The 52 thing. I was trying to throw the cat amongst the pigeons.
I think when we sit down in front of Alan Sugar,
yeah.
I'm sorry, you're coming back into the boardroom. Because it was your aggressive bargaining that has shit the bed on the Clarkie Cam deal.
Call his bluff, though. The thing is, he would do it for 52.
Of course he would.
He's not a proud man.
We knew that, but here's the thing.
He needs the dough, 52.
He's not a proud man, but listen, you really, really badgered him.
I know, 52 is going to make
a... You made him... Do you know what? You made him seem like he was desperate.
But watch this now. Let's get back in there. I'll show you why I did it.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Sugar.
Okay. Clarkie.
Yeah, mate.
Sorry about that. I was really out of order there.
No, you were. Yeah, that's all right.
And my colleague, Mr. Crosby over here, he had a word with me about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And
we're saying 27. 27 grand. 27 grand, you cheap cunt.
Hang on.
27 grand, you fucking scumbag.
Hang on, Matthew, don't you talk. Listen, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I was doing an impression of what he was like.
No, yeah, look, obviously 27 is such an insult. We respect you much more than 27. I mean, at least 51. 50, not 27.
Not 27.
But 51,000 pounds. I mean,
you do it for that, wouldn't you?
That's quite a lot of money. Absolutely appalling. 51 is an awful lot of money. It's nearly double 27.
That's true.
Subtracted a bit.
Sure. You've got to do a bit of maths.
Since you've started going up on the price.
Yeah.
51 seems fair.
Do you know what? It's going to be a real pleasure making Clarkie Cam with you. That's the handshake.
We did it.
That's how you barter.
We did it,
That's
yes.
how you fish, baby.
Yes. You guys are such idiots. I talked you all the way up. Almost doubled my amount of money there.
Exactly.
But Clarkie, here's the real pullback and reveal.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Clarkie Cam is a fake organisation, bro. When you gave us your bank details, we were fishing, yo!
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, just been fished, bitch.
By the way, I just got a video of you pulling back and revealing.
I will give you $51,000 in Bitcoin for that video. Please, please.
Okay. It's all yours, baby.
I'll also give you $51,000 to buy it off you. Okay. I love a bit of that.
Fantastic. I've come out of this evens, I think.
It was a pleasure doing business with you, men.
I tell you what, we're not good businessmen. I think what we've established here is we're not good businessmen.
I think anyone tuning into this podcast would know that from the offset.
From the get-go, yeah.
Do you think there's part of you that doesn't want to be a good business person, though?
You know what? I sometimes think that. You know, when you see very rich people.
Yes. When you're standing outside their house looking in.
Sure, sure. Your face is pressed up against the window, watching them eating a full roast dinner and thinking, why can't I afford that?
That kitchen's got an island in it.
Whoa, yeah. Roaring open fire.
In the middle of the island. that kitchen island's got a roaring fire on it.
That kitchen island's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
That you just set because you were jealous about the house.
Hang on a second. That house is on fire. Oh, no. I've set Branson's house on fire. I've set fire to his private island.
In the middle of his kitchen.
That's how rich he is. He's got a private island in the middle of his kitchen. Kitchen island.
I would go so far as to say that's a lovely bit of business.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.
Think that would work as a standalone message? Yes.
Great. Now, listen, here's the thing.
So I had to give it a little pig weight.
You've got to give it a pig weight.
Okay.
Every time I see truly rich people,
yes,
I always think there's a part of you that means you're a total scumbag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But do you know what stops you thinking that completely?
Is that
their eyes are at the front of their face.
I've just got so much empathy for them.
That's the thing.
When I see Jacob Rees-Mogg, I think, oh.
Those little eyes.
Those piggy little eyes.
Right, the piggy little eyes was he's taking a little nap.
He's taking a little nap in the commons. His piggy little face.
If we were wealthy, I couldn't eat you. We wouldn't know what to do with it, would we?
No, this is it. I think I'd love to, you know, I would love to
Stove
be...
pipe hat?
I'd love to be rich, but then I'd also hate to be rich.
He'd be gone in a week.
I know.
But then you'd be poor again, so problem solved.
Beef solved.
I had a friend who got paid by his rich mate to quit his job and go and play golf with him for a year.
What?
So it was a teacher at the school I taught at, right?
What?
Check this out. A teacher at the school I taught with, a PE teacher, when he was leaving, we went out for drinks. I said, so what are you doing? What, are you moving to another school? Are you going? He said, no, actually, my friend set up a teaching agency and they started it maybe 15 years ago and they basically supply teachers to all these schools.
Yeah.
And he's now sold the company and basically never has to work again. So he's just going to go and travel the world playing golf. He loves playing golf and he wants company because it's quite a lonely life just to travel it. So he's paying me a wage that's better than my teaching salary to go and play golf with him. And I think that's the kind of businessman where you go, you're probably not a bad guy. You know,
that's what you did with us 10 years ago.
That's right. And do keep sending the invoices, and one day I'll get round to doing them.
Please, because it's been 10 years.
It has been 10 years. And
quit our jobs to come and hang out with you and make comedy with you.
Gave you all of my bank account details.
You promised us you were wealthy.
You can tell, obviously I'm wealthy, but you know what? Isn't it better to be...
Isn't it, you can tell by how you sat.
You can tell by the fact I'm manspreading so much.
Dear listener, his leg could not be more cocked.
It's so... I've realised if I get an armchair, the leg's going straight over the arm of the armchair. That's, you can take a photo.
I mean, if you could you could double arm, that would be amazing.
A photo, but only so I can fish you with it later. It's a great cock.
Can I get the...
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I meant the cock of his leg.
Yeah. Oh, that's where I keep my cock. Between my two legs.
Could you imagine ever hearing that sentence?
Can I get
in earnest?
Can I get both legs over? That's the question.
Oh, that looks lethal.
Oh, my God. We are about to see truly three great cocks.
Crosby is double cocking.
Oh.
And it feels so good.
Yeah. Well, we'll put those on the Instagram. Oh my God.
Fish this.
So anyway, I feel like fish.
Fish this.
Fish this. Well, I feel like we've covered quite a lot of very important ground. We've covered...
It was very business orientated.
We've covered lucky numbers. We've covered Borat. We've covered fishing scams. We've covered whether or not I can get both my legs over an armchair. Turns out I can. And we've found out that...
Clarkie's going to be on camera for a year.
Clarkie's on camera for a year.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Eesh. 51 grand, baby.
So get in touch with us at Pappy's Tweet and tell us how much you're willing to pay to see Clarkie on cam.
As wearing a mankini.
Hold on.
Well, it's a locked off shot of your face, but we take it on trust that you're wearing a mankini.
Well, I mean, I'm wearing one now. Why wouldn't I?
Would you disguise the fact you were going to the loo?
How?
By putting... here's what you could do, is you could put a large bit of card behind your head with a picture of the Eiffel Tower on it.
But you do that every time you go to the toilet. So we always know.
You've got to pretend you're shitting off the Eiffel Tower, don't
the
you?
Old phrase. I'm off to the Eiffel Tower. Oh, yeah, Clarkie. Yeah, of course you are.
What have you eaten, Clarkie? You've been to the Eiffel Tower four times today. It's only been the first hour.
A lot of croissants. House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to an meeting? House meeting. Crash, bang, wallop, eh?
What?
Crash, bang, wallop. What a cracking episode.
With the immortal words, too many croissants. We finished that house meeting.
Too many croissants.
Now, what you don't know about our podcast is we normally start with the final line. We write that down and then we just have to find a way of getting to that final line.
That would be fun to do, actually.
That would be quite fun.
Maybe we'll do that for the next episode.
Listener dear, when you write in, when you leave your review on iTunes... Oh, you're doing phishing scams for us, aren't you?
Yeah,
We'll do this another time.
Do that.
Also, do all the other stuff. Support us on Patreon. Come and see us live, 20th of November. That's going to be a doozy.
Yes, 20th of November. You can get the tickets from ticketx.com and they'll be on our Twitter as well.
Great. Stay in touch. Look after each other. Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. This episode was produced by Ms. Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, I said ladies and gentlemen, please, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, sure.
Be upstanding for this week's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, very strange.
And of course, non-binary.
Yes.
People.
All people. Please be upstanding. I spent... right, oh, God.
Yeah. It's a good, strong start.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing. I hadn't showered.
Oh, no.
For a good few days.
Oh, my goodness.
And this young fella popped around, and he really helped get the smeg off me. It's you and Gregory.
Well... Funny you should say that.
Oh yeah,
Crosby. Because the three of us, I'm sure you can remember.
Yeah,
were in our flat together, and this chap popped round for a foursome. It's David Newsome.
I hadn't showered for several days, and my balls were smelling like hell. Stay away, Kathy Bell.
Holy shit, what a weird coincidence. Charlie's just sent me a message. My card's been cloned, and they're now sending me a new one.
Whoa.
But that's I mean, the fishing was ages ago.
That's rhyme with Hannah Green.
Oh, sorry.
I liked it, though.
It's very apropos for the podcast, but it doesn't rhyme. And I've also just lost the list. Yes. I tell you what, I hadn't showered for a few days.
Oh, really?
And the smell was absolutely obscene. But luckily, along with a hose, came our friend, Hannah Green.
Well, it's funny you should say, because I hadn't showered in a few days.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I was cleaned by my new friend. And I cannot thanks him enough. It's Callum Mannix.
I hadn't showered for a good few days.
Oh.
There was crust on my perineum.
Oh.
But along came a mate to chisel it off. It's not a great job for Liam.
You know what? Liam and perineum rhymes, but you pronounced it perineum.
The perineum falcon. I call my penis.
Your perineum falcon. It's been a few days since last I showered. It's been a few days since last I showered.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you what, it's been a few days last I showered.
Oh, no, okay, I know.
No.
And my skin has turned quite vermilion.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
You can't say fairer than that.
But luckily enough, along with the sponge, came my friend Amy Williams. Doesn't even rhyme. Oh, Clarky, close it up strong, man.
Okay, well.
No chance.
Unfortunately.
Listen, no, I tell you what, Parry, back him. I reckon with a little support, Parry's going to do it. Clarky's going to do it. Here we go.
Unfortunately, guys.
The fact that Parry's put his coat on is not a good sign.
Hadn't showered for a few days.
Okay.
And honestly, my arsons was an absolute state. But thanks.
Sorry, you what was?
My arse.
Oh, your arsehole.
My arse. Your arsons. It was a real state. But luckily, along came Rhys Parsons.
And now it's looking great.
He doesn't deserve you, Crosby, to bail him out like that.
We deserve each other, unfortunately. We deserve each other.
Thus concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.